A Prayer for Courage to Pray Hard Prayers by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, 23-24. Not long ago, I asked my littlest to pray before bed. She hesitated for a minute, explaining she didn't know what to say. My husband and I reassured her that praying is just talking to God, and she could tell him whatever was on her heart. So off she went. Dear Jesus, thank you for our good day, our family, and our friends, and help me sleep good tonight. Amen. And that was that. Prayer checked. But as I went to bed later that night, I thought about that simple prayer, and it occurred to me that I may be doing my babies a disservice at times. And here's why. Prayer is a beautiful thing, a time for us to pour out our hearts and listen for the Lord to speak to us in the most intimate way. It's a time that doesn't need to be filled with big, highfalutin words to reach the Lord's ears, but I feel like sometimes we water it down to the same types of prayers, and we model the same for our children. We pray general thanks, requests for healing, requests for protection, requests for personal needs, and then a general wrap-up, check the box, and move on. But y'all, I think we have to ask ourselves a couple questions. First, what are we really trying to accomplish through prayer? And second, who are we focusing on when we say them? Meaning, are we really trying to create a personal, real connection with the Lord so that our relationship can grow? Or are we just placing an order based on the goodness and grace and mercy and love we've been told that exists in Him? And when we pray, are we focused on asking for His will or our own? We are supposed to give thanks to God for all He's done, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with asking the Lord to heal those you love and cover you with protection. But if those are the only prayers we pray, I have to wonder if we're growing our relationship with Jesus, and if we truly want to grow. I'll admit, there was a time I didn't. I was happy in my Christian life just the way it was. Go to church, read the Bible a little, sing some praise songs, and be a good person. I was comfortable in my religious life and didn't need anything pushing me out of my comfort zone, like getting too close to Jesus. I might feel convicted and have to face things about myself I didn't want to, like the fact that maybe I knew about Jesus instead of knowing Him, and that maybe, just maybe, I was really living for me and not Him. But y'all, through challenging circumstances, the Lord has shown me that He is trustworthy, faithful, and over, that this world is not all there is. Because of that, my religion has turned into relationship, and my heart to seeking the courage to pray hard prayers. So today, I want to challenge you to do the same. But here's the thing, these aren't easy prayers to pray. They can be scary. And instead of preparing your heart for what to do if the Lord doesn't answer your prayer, you'll be preparing for when He does. May we all ask Him for the courage to pray these four prayers that will stretch us, grow us, and draw others to Jesus. First, search me and know me. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, 23-24. Second, bring me to my knees. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalm 95:6. Third, break my heart for what breaks yours. The sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God. Psalm 51:17. And fourth, use me for your glory. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name goes all the glory for your unfailing love and faithfulness. Psalm 115:1. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for listening when I come to you in prayer. It's such a gift that you care about all the burdens on my heart, but Lord, don't let me settle. Search my heart and show me if there's anything in me that is not of you. Bring me to my knees with a broken and repentant heart. Put people in my path who will see you in me and wonder what's different. This world needs you so desperately. Oh Lord, give me the courage to pray hard prayers and be used for your glory. In your mighty name.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.